Hello, this is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman of Columbia University speaking to you today from Medscape. The title of my comments could be called Psychiatry and the Presidency. And the reason why these are timely is because in the aftermath of the recent presidential election and the assumption of the presidency by President Trump, there has been much discussion about the unconventional conduct of the presidential administration, behavior of people, and so forth, which has invited speculation as to what the underlying motivations might be. You know, is it an unconventional politician who's shaking things up in Washington, or is this somebody who's suffering from some kind of mental problem or some other reason that would explain the different kind of behavior than the capital, the media, and the population are experiencing in general. And psychiatrists have increasingly been asked to comment about this. Unfortunately, in my opinion, some of my colleagues have acceded to these requests and have published commentaries in various sources, but recently in the New York Times. So in the New York Times, on February 13th, there was a letter to the editor by a group of individuals from various parts of the country who are psychiatrists and or psychoanalysts who basically offered opinions about the mental state of President Trump. The next day, there was also a letter to the editor from another psychiatrist, Alan Francis, who's opined on various topics in the public media in recent years, explaining why this kind of statement of ostensible application of expertise, clinical expertise, on a public figure with whom none of the authors of the letter had any direct experience is inappropriate. And that admonition is well taken and really derives from something that was called the Goldwater Rule. Now, the Goldwater Rule was named opportunistically because the issue came up in relation to the candidacy of presidential candidate Barry Goldwater in 1964. But basically, it has been codified in the APA's Code of Ethics and states that it's unethical for psychiatrists to give a professional opinion about public figures they have not examined in person and obtained consent from the person to discuss in public statements. And the reason for this is that even though it's tempting to comment or form opinions about the behaviors of public figures, whether they're celebrities or politicians, or other types of figures in the media, professionally it's inappropriate because you don't have verified information, and it then can be used for all kinds of unjustified purposes, including political purposes that could discredit or undermine credibility of people. One only has to look to things that have happened in the Soviet Union back in the day totalitarian communist government was in power, when psychiatric diagnoses and confinement to mental institutions were used as political instruments against dissidents, political dissidents. They were given diagnostic labels, they were incarcerated in effect, and they had no mental disorder other than to have positions that were oppositional to the government. We've also seen this unfortunately, in the United States, in the Democratic election in 1973, when McGovern was the candidate, his vice presidential candidate was campaigning with him, and when it was revealed that he had a history of prior depression and ECT, he was forced to resign from the candidacy and be replaced. And this is ridiculous, because if medical history is a factor in individuals' qualifications for candidacy, then medical history should be known, and these can be evaluated as whether there are criteria to for the public to support or not the candidate. mental illnesses shouldn't prima facie be disqualifying criterion or factors. So it's very dangerous, no matter how outrageous behavior may seem, for psychiatrists to engage and inveigled into making these comments, which serve principally a political purpose in individuals who oppose the president or whomever the individual in political office is, their positions and their conduct of that office. What I feel would be a more enlightened policy is that just like we are entitled and need to know what the qualifications of an individual is or are for any political office, and there are various types of information that candidates are requested to reveal, including their financial status and previous tax returns, we obviously have a vested interest in understanding what their medical status is, including their medical history and any current illnesses that they have. And part of that should be their mental status and any relevant psychiatric history. Now, exactly how this is to be orchestrated, is there some examination they should be subjected to? Is it just revealing records of from physicians that they previously consulted? I haven't quite thought through and can't say, but I think the more responsible way that would be a constructive way to address the increasing interest in candidates' medical and mental status is that there is a process which does ask for information about their prior and current mental and medical and mental status. But no matter how tempting this is, and I have to tell you, I get frequent calls from journalists asking me to weigh in on this, and I have to repeatedly, not shield myself with the Goldwater Rule, but explain the reasons why. And in doing so, I also offer the opinion that, look, if you have objections to an individual's behavior or the way they're conducting themselves in office, and you're seeking to cloak this in a form of a diagnosis of a mental disorder, one, you're doing this without having sufficient information, but two, you're really letting people off the hook. You're excusing the behavior on the basis of a diagnosis as opposed to what you're really upset about, which is their particular conduct and motivations for the policies that they're orchestrating while in office. So it's really unhelpful in both ways, by being not responsible and also being used to legitimize or to medicalize what essentially is a critique of somebody's performance in political office. Well, I don't know where this line of discussion in the media is going to go. It's clear that we're in a different period in terms of the way political business is conducted, and not as usual. But I think it's important that mental health professionals and psychiatrists in particular maintain their adherence to their principles and ethics, and in this case, what's called the Goldwater Rule. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman of Columbia University speaking to you today for Medscape.